Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
We're in a golden age of documentary filmmaking across every platform. Non-fiction storytelling has never been in higher demand, and 2023 won't disappoint. There are a glut of excellent films and series tipped to be released throughout this year. Pop culture and entertainment expert Deirdre Mullumby is here now to give us a heads up on the best ones to watch out for. Welcome, Deirdre. You're very welcome again to the programme. Now, we're going to start with one of the most anticipated documentaries of the year ahead. This is Pamela, A Love Story. Let's listen to this first.
I blocked that stolen tape out of my life in order to survive. And now that it's all coming up again, I feel sick. I want to take control of the narrative for the first time. Dear,
I
feel we're
facing a problem. I don't think people consider her the owner of her own image. It's Pamela Anderson, public property.
I didn't feel like I had a lot of respect.
Did you want to be a serious actress?
I am a serious actress.
There's a good bit of publicity around this, and the story is that after Pam and Tommy was released, she wasn't happy with that and she decided, I'm going to tell it myself.
That's right, yeah. And it was really just a matter of weeks after Pam and Tommy debuted. I think that they had just started showing a few episodes on Hulu in the US or on Disney Plus.
It's Pamela Anderson we're talking about, by the way, in case people didn't recognise her voice there.
Yeah, so this one is actually coming to Netflix very soon. It's going to be debuting on January 31st on the platform. And yeah, it was just a number of weeks after Pam and Tommy debuted. And, you know, Pamela Anderson was very open about the fact that she did not approve of this series, that she hadn't given official authorization. She said that she never intended to watch the trailer for the series, never mind any of the episodes. But she took to social media. She said that she's collaborating with Netflix on a documentary about her life and career. And it's actually ended up being turned over quite quickly. You know, the fact that we're going to be seeing it on the screen so soon now. Her son, Brandon Lee Thomas, is going to be a producer on the documentary, which will feature interviews with Pamela, as well as some never-before-seen archive footage, some personal journals. A good director behind this as well, Ryan White, who people might remember was behind The Keepers, that big Netflix series, and Ask Dr. Ruth. And I think it's really interesting that we're seeing this trend of more and more celebrities kind of reclaiming and taking authorship of their story. You know, of course, Harry and Meghan being kind of a really famous example of this recently. And they're actually collaborating with streamers like Netflix rather than just, you know, going to the news and doing the average interview. They're actually making a full documentary, if not documentary series, about their story. So it's really interesting seeing this
trend. So they can have complete editorial control over that documentary. Do we know what it was about Pam and Tommy that upset her so much? Was it just that she wasn't involved in that telling?
Yeah, I think that was exactly it. So it'll be really interesting to see her kind of take on this. And I think particularly after a show like Harry and Meghan, which people did say it did feel quite edited, it felt curated. Will Pamela, A Love Story feel similar? It'll be really interesting to see the final result.
Okay, next up then we have another eagerly anticipated release. This is called Still, a Michael J. Fox movie, and it tracks the life story of Michael J. Fox, who rose to fame, of course, in the role of Marty McFly in the Back to the Future trilogy. Let's have a listen.
Okay, all right, I'll prove it to you. Look at my driver's license. It expires 1987. Look at my birthday, for crying out loud. I haven't even been born yet. And look at this picture. It's my brother, my sister, and me. Look at her sweatshirt, Doc. Class of 1984.
Pretty mediocre photographic fakery. They cut off your mother's hair.
I'm telling the truth, Doc. You gotta believe me.
Then tell me, future boy, who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan? The actor? Then who's vice president? Jerry Lewis.
Michael J. Fox there starring in the 1985 Back to the Future film, Christopher Lloyd as Doc Brown. That was right at the start of his career, wasn't it, Deirdre, before he was diagnosed with Parkinson's at the age of just 29. It's extraordinary when you think about it. And he's one of the most famous faces now of Parkinson's disease. So what's this documentary going to do? What's it going to show us?
I think that it's really going to highlight, you know, this degenerative disease and how he's kind of struggled with it over the years, as well as kind of going into like his career, because because, of course, aside from playing Marty McFly in the, you know, Back to the Future trilogy, people would know him in Teen Wolf, The Good Wife. He's had so many incredible credits over the years. A really great director behind this one as well, David Guggenheim, whose credits would include An Inconvenient Truth, Waiting for Superman, and He Named Me Malala. So a lot of people would be familiar with those kind of documentaries. So I think that this is a really interesting one. And as well, it's been bought by Apple Original Films, and they in the past have released documentaries on, you know, such music subject matters as Billie Eilish, the Beastie Boys, Bruce Springsteen and the Velvet Underground. So it's interesting to see that there's kind of this documentary streaming race going on, as all the various streamers are kind of almost fighting for the rights to these various documentaries. But it sounds like it's going to be just a really kind of personal movie and a very emotional one at that as well.
So it's not going to gloss over the fact that he has Parkinson's disease. Yeah. It's about him battling through that, is it?
I think so, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and that is going to be out when, do we know?
We don't have a release date for this yet. See, this is kind of the nature of documentary filmmakings, because often they have to go through, you know, legal rights issues, and then there's often a very long, like, post-production process behind them as well. We don't have release dates for a lot of these yet, but 2023 is certainly going to be a big year for them anyway.
Okay, now the next pick, this one has an Irish connection. It's called The Deepest Breath, a documentary from the Irish director Laura McCann. That's going to be premiered at the Sundance Film Festival later this month.
That's right, yeah, and it was announced just last month, actually, that this had been acquired by Netflix. So it's a huge streaming service that Irish director Laura McCann is getting a platform on. And Netflix are working in collaboration with A24, who are a huge distribution company as well. Motive Films, Ventureland and Raw on the release of this movie. The documentary follows a champion free diver as they train to break a world record with the help of an expert safety diver. They form this emotional bond that feels like fate. And it just basically follows both of these athletes as they meet at the pinnacle of the free diving world, which obviously has so many like dangers to it, but also thrills. So there are going to be rewards, risks to it. It's a real kind of, you know, dream following type of movie. McGann has a number of credits to her name at this rate. She's done some projects for RTE, for Sky, for PBS, BBC, Lonely Planet and UTV. And some of the words that I've read to describe this documentary so far include emotional power and inspirational. So this is another one that has a release date to be confirmed, but Netflix have announced that it will be released this year. And it's just great to see Irish documentary filmmakers and films doing so well. Like even last year, we would have had the likes of Nothing Compares, you know, the Sinead O'Connor documentary and How to Tell a Secret, the Phil Lynott documentary and Shane McGowan were some of the great ones we've had in recent years. So yeah, it's great to see Irish documentaries doing
so
well.
I'm sure this will be an edge of the seat documentary as well, because free diving it's an extreme sport. Like it's not for the faint-hearted, is it?
That's just it. It's the kind of movie that I feel like I hope that it gets some kind of limited release on the big screen as well, because Netflix do that with the release of their movies sometimes, because I feel like that is the way to experience this movie. So here's hoping we get something
like
that.
Banshees of Inisherin, which we've been talking about today, and I watched it on the small screen, but I wished really that I had seen it in the cinema, because I think it's one of those ones that you need to see on the big screen to appreciate the beauty of the scenery. Now, for the music fans, we've got a new music documentary. This is about the rock and roll pioneer Little Richard, and it's on the way. Let's have a listen.
When I started researching Richard to make this film, it seemed like his life was so full of contradictions. He was gay, he was straight, he was a preacher, he was a drug addict. But then, what's wrong with contradictions? I believe that's where the magic comes from. And that's where the title came from, I Am Everything.
So she is Lisa Cortez. She's the director of Little Richard, I Am Everything. And she gave us a couple of clues there as to why she believes he's such an important artist.
Yeah. She's talked about him as being the architect of rock and roll, and that he deserves this royal treatment. Like Little Richard's signature work probably would be best known from the mid 1950s. You would have heard a clip there of Tutti Frutti, which I think is timeless. Like you can rock that out at a wedding now and you'll have everyone on the dance floor.
And we do. Everyone does. Yeah, still there.
He really did have this distinctive style. He was associated with this frenetic piano playing, these raspy, shouted vocals, this heavy backbeat. And he really was was so hugely influential in terms of music. Such musicians as Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis and the Beatles all drew inspiration from him. And I think they might have talked about that recently, actually, in the Elvis biopic. And the Beatles actually would have opened for him on some tour dates as well. So he was such a huge musician who I feel like maybe this generation aren't as aware of. So it's great that a documentary like this is coming out so that more people can learn about him and appreciate him.
And again, we don't know exactly when that one is coming, do we? Mm-hmm.
That's just it. Yeah, yeah. But I think that it will be one. Hopefully it's going to join, you know, the list of these great music documentaries that we've had recently on Black pioneers of American music. You know, you think of something like What Happened, Miss Simone, Quincy, Amazing Grace, last year's Oscar winner, Summer of Souls. So again, there have been some great documentaries out recently, mm-hmm. and it's going to be exciting to see this one as well.
The Sundance crowd, they're going to get mm-hmm. to see it though.
Because yes, it's premiering there
as well. Now, Our Planet from 2019, which I know lots of people listening will have seen. It's coming back for a second season. David Attenborough is back to take us on this journey through our incredible natural world. And you just can't beat David Attenborough and the Our Planet ethos, Deirdre, for something like this.
Yeah, that's just it. So it's the same filmmaking team that was behind the last season of Our Planet and Planet Earth as well, which people will also remember. And often you do get, you know, years between seasons of these nature documentaries because it just takes so long to gather all of this footage and to really have the top quality stuff when it comes to, you know, access and the cinematography and everything like this. I'd imagine Our Planet 2, as it is known, is going to have like a similar environmental message to the last season. It's been described as having themes such as migration. And yeah, I think that no one narrates them like David Attenborough. So I think that this is going to be an absolutely gorgeous one. And I think when it comes to documentaries, I just love settling into one that's that's revolving around nature. I think that these have such a calming and fascinating and educational subject matter.
And that's going to be a four-parter and mm-hmm. it's going to Netflix again.
It's going to Netflix again.
Okay.
That's right.
Again, we unfortunately don't have a release date, but look, as we said, lots to look forward to in 2023. At some point, life on our planet coming up. Deirdre, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you very much indeed. That's Deirdre Malumbi with the documentaries to look out for over the next 12 months. Now, I see the London Times, Stephen Swinford from there, reporting that Andrew Bridgen, the Tory MP, is no longer a Tory MP because he has lost the whip. And Simon Hart has said that he removed the whip from Andrew Bridgen over COVID tweets. He said Bridgen crossed a line. Misinformation about the vaccine causes harm and costs lives. This is according to the Tory party. I'm removing the whip from Andrew Bridgen with immediate effect pending a formal investigation. And we'll hear more about that as the details emerge. Right now, though, we'll take a quick break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.